Your intention has already created the space. There is almost not even a need anymore to breathe and sink in and settle in and tune in. See how good we're getting at this? Your intention as an aspect of the mind of God incarnate, and our combined intention, you and I and all of the beloveds in this group and whoever will be in this group, our intention in this now moment is linking with the intentional energies of the one who is going to listen in 1 year, in 2 years, in 3 years. Ah, you felt that, didn't you? Yes, suddenly there's a lot more going on here now, isn't there? You can feel them, and they are going to feel you. Whenever a person taps into this pool, this blazing light pattern in the quantum field that we have created, they're going to feel the weight, the suchness of you. So really bring the fullness of you and your light configuration and your frequencies and bandwidths, your color and your light, your energy. Bring the fullness of that now, Master, into this moment. And bathe your brothers and sisters in light, your fellow masters of light. Bathe them with those frequencies of love. Embrace them with your appreciation. Though you have never met them, you may never meet them. Let them feel it now, even as you feel the embrace of all of us in our myriad expressions of an aspect of Source Creator, meaning my 10th dimensional suchness, being, and breadth of consciousness is here right now, holding you, exchanging light codes with you. And you with me. Do you see how effortless it is becoming now to just shift into the experience of the quantum, not just the idea of the quantum or the concept of the quantum, the experience. You have expanded now, you have fractalized. Spacious and soft you are now. And shimmering with diamond crystalline codes and photonic light, like a nebula cloud. You are this right now. Returning to this memory of light. Light beyond concept of who you are, light beyond identity, or light beyond individuated construct. That joins with frequency bandwidths of information and frequency. It is like our northern lights here on Earth. But to an almost unimaginable degree, feel that. These are the flows of energy. These are the patterns in the field that are more your more natural expression. These are the flows of energy and information and light beingness and expanded consciousness that you are most used to interacting with. Because you are that, not because you are a little human who can connect to that, because you are that. And the more often that the human aspects can have the experience of expansion and remembering, like we are doing right now, that is when the magic happens. And you feel it, you know that. That is when the magic happens. And that is when the power anchors onto this planet, the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth of this planet, that we came here to help to purify and uplift. In our current process now, partly it's like we're in one of those times where it's that the joke of, it may seem like I'm just lying on the couch all day, but really, I am traversing galactic bandwidths and healing this and that, and after lunch, maybe world peace. Ah, the work of a light worker. It's never done, is it? There's a lot going on. your greater energy field, as well as a number of the human aspects, are actually processing a great amount of information. Now, in this process of dissolving and collapsing the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth, so it is almost both, wherein, yes, the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth is, as far as I understand, please feel into this yourself, use your discernment, find out what other people are saying, and just feel into it. In my understanding, the third, fourth dimensional bandwidths, as realms of exploration, certainly on Earth, are basically collapsing. We're done. We've explored everything we possibly can in this realm, and it's no longer serving to continue to explore the hell realms, basically. And so this inexorable momentum back to unification, source field consciousness, rejoining that, the dissolution of separate aspects or seemingly separate aspects and constructs and identities and all of that. That is happening on so many levels. We've spoken before about this image of the prism. And I will often refer to the physical body. One could extrapolate that to all of the human aspects, to the constructs, as being a prism through which we could say simply and obviously that the pure light of source that you are, this prism is the way that you can anchor in and then fractalize out and explore the manifest realms. And we have the image, of course, of the one stream of pure light, white light, coming in one side of the prism, and then this beautiful array of rainbow frequencies and bandwidths coming forth from the other side of the prism. The prism works both ways. And now, relative to the third, fourth dimensional explorations and anchoring of your soul on this planet, relative to that, it is as though largely the prism has shifted its polarity, meaning that this vastly expanded, fractalized, seemingly separate and being experienced as being separate aspects of our beings are coming back into unification. Back into that more singular configuration. As we are doing this, or as this is happening, again, we've mentioned this before, it is work that you have already done. It is your light frequency, your vibrational set point, your frequential set point, your coordinates in the quantum field, all those things that is causing this to happen. So we don't want to trigger a, oh no, I've got to effort or do or achieve or try. We don't want to trigger that in the human aspect right now. This is just happening. So as this broad spectrum of your various streams of exploration, timelines, lifetimes, parallel explorations, all of that, that is all coming back into its unified configuration. So So an interesting thing is happening for us is in our lived experience now. We're sort of brushing up against timelines, timeline potentials. There is an idea put forth, and knowing the complexity of the quantum, I wouldn't put it past the little quantum field to be pulling this on us. This idea that every time you made a choice, an alternate you in an alternate universe in the quantum field made the other choice. And it has been playing out. Oh boy, try that one on the old noggin for size. Brain will just fizzle out with trying to make sense of that one, or even to think, oh God, what could that possibly mean? As far as the choices I've made or not made. So whether or not that is actually true, or every single choice point represented another parallel aspect of you then springing forth to explore that pathway, it's entirely possible. I wouldn't put it past, you know. Like shit isn't hard enough on Earth, right? You've got to have that going on too. I wouldn't. Yeah. Whether or not that is actually true, there is enough already in terms of parallel explorations. And in the past, we would call those past lives. But we know now that they're actually parallel. So we've got a massive number of those timelines. Potentials that we have called forth. And maybe not quite, maybe there was some resonance with them enough to call them forth into being as a possibility, as a potential in our life stream, but we didn't quite step onto that pathway. But that potential is still here. It's still sort of in our proximity. We're brushing up against all of this. Loves that we have known. And had lifetimes with. Memories, dreams, feelings, sensations. We're brushing up against that all now as it all dissolves back into the oneness of your true light and consciousness configuration. Emotions. Thoughts. Simple things like, I just need to wear the color purple all the time or something. Or I just suddenly want to binge watch Little House on the Prairie. Or, I mean, I'm joking right now, but you're brushing up against all of these parallel timelines, lifetimes, soul aspects. Soul contracts. For the most part, as we so frequently will say, just keep going. Meaning, don't step off your current timeline, so to speak, and re-engage with something. Just notice. We are integrating lifetimes. We are completing soul contracts. And as we spoke about last week, relative to the quote-unquote the end of karma and karmic relationships, those old energy signatures and engagements we are completing this rapid fire. And it is not that, I mean, probably a lot of them are not going to be detrimental, other than the obvious. Just watch if something is sort of putting the idea in your head to re-engage with a pattern that you know is not healthy or supportive of your ascension path. That's one thing. Otherwise, this may be just kind of a loose, flowy, maybe somewhat foggy, fuzzy, underwater sort of feel, where just things are popping into your head, little threads that you want to follow. It's all right to do so. Give yourself the latitude to do that. In the same way that if you just are deluged with waves of grief and you don't exactly know what to pin it on in your current time reality, go with it. Integrate, process, release, feel. You could probably just at this point, what we're saying is, you could probably just frame it in that greater framework and say, this is something that's completing. I'm receiving something home, pieces of me. And remember, the you that is listening to these words is this moment dissolving into the next highest aspect of your soul consciousness. You, right now, are the light that lower vibrational aspects of you are dying into right now, and dissolving into right now. And you are dissolving into the next most expanded aspect of your soul consciousness. It seems seamless because there is that one thread of consciousness that is you, that is beyond an individuated you, quote-unquote you, and you are more the thread, that light thread. And that is why it's seeming seamless. You are dropping away, you are letting fall away timelines and potentials that you had vibrated again into your proximity, but actually are not a match to, because perhaps you've leveled up even from there. And this can happen, Master. I'm telling you, things are accelerating so much. This can happen quite literally day to day. The quantum field is veritably undulating around you. energies come moving toward you because you've called them forth with your vibrational output, and then moving back from you because you've shifted yet again and again, you've chosen again and again. And that's okay. We are remembering how to navigate through the higher dimensional realms. It's okay. Notice, right? Notice is such a wonderful, notice as a state of being. It's a wonderful state of being. It's like grace. There is awareness there. There is more than a hint of detachment there. There is you are freed from the need, or the sense of the need to do anything. There's just this beautiful, spacious suspension. It is both the container within which something might arise. It is the consciousness, the awareness within that container, the state of notice. And if possible, appreciate. For there are going to be memories, connections, dreams, glimpses that will be sweet. You are drawing them all into you. Like a field of wildflowers. So beautiful. And you want to embrace all of them. Like a night sky filled with stars. Great cloudy swaths of glowing lights, galaxies. And again, the memory of light. Ah, yes, says the consciousness that is you, looking up at those beautiful swaths of stars in the sky. Ah, yes. I too am this. Ah. And you just break open a little bit more. And to the velvety black, the deep, impenetrable, velvety black of the void, of space, consciousness says, ah, yes, I too am this. And that also is a memory of light. Just noticing.